ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರಿಷತ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ವೈಚರಣ ಅರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರಿಷತ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ನಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕುರ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸಿ ಕಹೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಜ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ್ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೇ ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಭೋ. ಆ ಗೌರಿ ಸ್ತುತಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ದಿವೋರಿಸ್. ಆ ಗೌರಿ ಸ್ತುತಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ದಿವೋರಿಸ್. ಆ ಗೌರಿ ಸ್ತುತಿ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ದಿವೋರಿಸ್. ಆ ಗೌರಿಸ್ ಆ ಗೌರಿಸ್ ಆ ಗೌರಿಸ್ತು ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಅನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರಾಂಗ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಾಯ ಮುದೀರಯೇ. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ. ಭಗವತ್ಯುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ. ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 8 ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು. ದಟ್ಸ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 16 ಟುಡೆ, ರೈಟ್? So 16 doesn't have a purport. I'll read it myself. Tasyam satchambho ruhakarnikayam mavasthito lokam apashyamanah parikraman vyomni vivrutta netra chatvari lebhenu disham mukhani. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The translation: Brahma, born out of the lotus flower, could not see the world, although he was situated in the world. He therefore circumambulated all of space, and while moving his eyes in all directions, he achieved four heads in terms of the four directions. Text 17. Please repeat. Tasmad yuganta ಶ್ವಾಸನಾವಘೂರ್ಣ ಜಲೋರ್ಮಿ ಚಕ್ರಾತ್ ಸಲೀಲಾತ್ ವಿರೂಢಂ ಉಪಾಶ್ರಿತಃ ಕಂಜಂ ಊ ಲೋಕತತ್ವಂ ನಾತ್ಮಾನಂ ಅಧಾವಿದದ್ ಆದಿದೇವಃ. ತಸ್ಮಾದ್ ಯುಗಾಂತ ಶ್ವಸನಾವಘೂರ್ಣ ಜಲೋರ್ಮಿಚಕ್ರಾತ್ ಸಲೀಲಾದ್ ವಿರೂಢಂ ಉಪಾಶ್ರಿತಃ ಕಂಜಮುಕ್ಲೋಕತತ್ವಂ नात्मानमद्धा विददादि देवः तस्माद्युगान्त श्वसनावघूर्ण जलोर्मिचक्रात् सलिलाद्विरूढम् उपाश्रितकञ्जमु लोकतत्त्वम् नात्मानमुद्धा विददादिदेवः तस्माद्युगान्त श्वसनावघूर्ण जलोर्मिचक्रात् सलिलात् विरूढम् उपाश्रितकञ्जमु लोकतत्त्वम् नात्मानमद्धा विददादिदेवः जलोर्मिचक्रात् सलिलाद् विरूढम् उपाश्रितः कञ्जमु लोकतत्त्वम् नात्मानमद्धा विददादिदेवः तस्माद्युगान्त श्वसनावघूर्ण जलोर्मिचक्रात् सलिलाद् विरूढम् उपाश्रितकञ्जमु लोकतत्त्वम् आत्मानुतत्तादिदेवः तस्माद्युगान्त श्वसनावघूर्ण जलोर्मिचक्रात् सलिलाद् विरूढम् उपाश्रितकञ्जमलोकतत्त्वम् आत्मानमद्दादिदादिदेवम् तस्माद्युगान्त श्वसनावघूर्ण जलोर्मिचक्रात् सलिलाद् विरूढम् उपाश्रितकञ्जमु लोकतत्त्वम् नात्मानमद्धा विददादिदेवः तस्माद्युगान्त श्वसनावघूर्ण जलोर्मिचक्रात् सलिलाद् विरूढम् उपाश्रितः कञ्जमु लोकतत्त्वम् नात्मानमद्धा विददादिदेवः माताजि तस्माद्युगान्त श्वसनावघूर्ण जलोर्मिचक्रात् सलिलाद् विरूढम् आश्रितं नात्यम लोकतत्त्वम् विददादिदेवः तस्माद्युगान्त श्वसनावघूर्ण जलोर्मिचक्रात् सलिलाद्विरूढम् उपाश्रितः कञ्जमु लोकतत्त्वम् नात्मानमद्धा विददादिदेवः तस्माद् from there, Yuganta, at the end of the millennium, Shvasana, the air of devastation, Avaghurna, because of movement, Jala, water, Urmi Chakrat, out of the circle of waves, Salila, from the water, Virudham, situated on them, Upashritaha, having the shelter of, Kanjam, lotus flower, who in astonishment, Lokatattvam, the mystery of creation, Na, not, Atmanam, himself, Adha, perfectly, Avidad, could understand, Adidevaha, the first demigod. Translation and purport by Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki. The translation, Lord Brahma, situated in that lotus, could not perfectly understand the creation. The lotus, or himself. At the end of the millennium, the air of devastation began to move the water and the lotus in great circular waves. The purport. Lord Brahma was perplexed about his creation, the lotus and the world, even though he tried to understand them for one millennium, which is beyond calculation in the solar years of human beings. No one, therefore, can know the mystery of the creation and cosmic manifestation simply by mental speculation. The human being is so limited in his capacity that without the help of the Supreme, he can hardly understand the mystery of the will of the Lord in terms of creation, continuance, and destruction. Om Adyanti Mirandasya Narayana Shalakya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam, Savadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Shri Vishakhanvitamsa, Namaum Vishnu Padaye, Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesh Shunyavadi, Paschatya Deshatarine, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So text number 16 we began. Brahma, born out of the lotus flower, could not see the world, although he was situated in the world. He therefore circumambulated all of space. And while moving his eyes in all directions, he achieved four heads in terms of the four directions. So, the continuation of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the talks of Maitreya Muni, is very detailed and takes us to very beginning of the creation. How Lord Brahma has come out of the lotus that came from the navel of Lord Vishnu. And Brahma is born. And he opened his eyes and there is no mother to welcome him. Usually what happens is for all the human babies, for even for animal babies, Krishna has created this beautiful arrangement that no living entity is alone, is always being taken care of by somebody else. That is Krishna's arrangement. Krishna loves the living entity so much that even though the living entity has kicked Krishna away, but Krishna is not ready to let go of the living entity. So when a living entity has taken, you know, shelter of a womb, of dark womb of a mother, you know, a mother of any species, you see, the living entity comes out from the dark womb, but sees the light of the sun. Is not seeing the darkness and perplexed and scared, and there is nothing to understand and so much fear. Just imagine we come out of the womb and there is no party. There is like nobody happy. Usually people are so happy when new person is born. Even when a dog gives, you know, birth to the baby, the puppies, the dog is licking, the mother dog is licking the puppies. So much love, because Krishna is making sure that the living entity is well situated. But here, Lord Brahma is having a really hard time, because he is born, but there is so much of confusion. There is no mother or father, and he is so much confused. Who am I? And what is going on? Because the material world is a very dark place. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he explains that the real light is in the spiritual world, because Krishna is the real light. Krishna is the very origin of the light, of all the knowledge and all the bliss that comes from Krishna. And because Krishna lives in the spiritual world, the real light is in the spiritual world, and the material world is full of darkness. Just imagine if Krishna would not have given us the two lamps in the form of sun and the moon. Krishna has given, okay, you guys, you know, you need these night lamps. At least, you know, Krishna has given the sun and the moon. If you take them away, there is so much darkness. Without the help of the sun and the moon, there would be no light. There would be no any inventions. You know, nobody would have even found out electricity or anything. It would have been such a ghastly, horrible place. So here, Brahma is perplexed and very much in fear, scared, because he is not able to see anyone else. He therefore circumambulated all space, and while moving his eyes in all directions, he is moving everywhere, and he's not able to understand the lotus, the entire material cosmos that has come out. Actually, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you see that this Brahma, he tried his best to understand the creation, the purpose of creation, and his own origin by his own intellect, but he failed. Yeah, in this next verse, we see that he failed for 1 millennium, this 100 years. And these 100 years are not the years of human beings. Prabhupada is mentioning these are the, you know, in his time. So he has tried his best to speculate, try to understand the creation. There was one time when he entered the water and he tried to go down, trying to find the root of that lotus. The root basically is coming from the navel of Lord Vishnu. He went very close to that root. That means he came very close to the navel of Lord Vishnu. But he was not able to understand. He still could not connect himself with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here we understand that the physical distance does not matter. You could be sitting on the lap of Krishna, but disobedient. Or you could be living millions and millions of miles away. You could be far, far away, but you could still be the best devotee of Krishna. So here Brahma is not able to understand. He's very perplexed. So he goes back and he sits down on his lotus. And he decides to meditate upon the origin of everything. And because Lord Vishnu is ultimately, who is the mother of Brahma? Is Lord Vishnu. Who is the father? Is Lord Vishnu. So Lord Vishnu, being very merciful, he gave the knowledge to Lord Brahma in the heart. Tene Brahma Hridayadi Kavaye. So the Vedic knowledge was imparted to Lord Brahma by Lord Vishnu. And then he starts to create. His creation begins at that time. That was his duty. So when the knowledge was given, his duties were also given. Then Lord Brahma is creating different planets. He is creating different species. And he's creating different material elements, and he's combining the material elements into different material objects. He creates the sense objects, he creates the senses, he creates the pleasure, and he creates different allurements. So, using the external energy of Krishna, Lord Brahma has created a lot of material allurements, material objects and sense objects, just to attract and keep the living entities attached in this material world. But until and unless he found the knowledge, until and unless he found the guru, the knowledge from the spiritual master, he was not satisfied, that we see. Even Srila Prabhupada mentions, because right now the Navratri festival is going on, everybody is worshipping Mother Durga, Parvati in different nine forms. Srila Prabhupada mentions that the deity of Durga is so powerful, Parvati. Srila Prabhupada, in one class, he mentions that Durga means fort. And Durga means she is the fortress of this entire material world. It's like a prison house for all the living entities who have rejected Krishna, who have a tendency to enjoy separately from Krishna. So they have been captured in the prison house of this material world. And who is the superintendent of that entire fort of material world? It is Durga. So Prabhupada says that Durga Devi also, she is sitting next to her husband, Lord Shiva, and she is submissively inquiring about the spiritual subject matter. So Prabhupada says that such a powerful deity, but she is also seeking the spiritual knowledge from the spiritual master, that is Lord Shiva. So we see the spiritual master is very, very important in the life of the disciple. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, it is described that this entire material world is like an ocean. The material creation is like a big ocean, and the living entity is drowning in that ocean of material existence. But Krishna has mercifully given three things that are very important for the living entity. The first thing is the human form of life, which acts like a boat that can be used as a boat to cross this material ocean. The second thing is the captain. Because having a boat is not that important. Because somebody may have a boat, but you don't know which direction to take it, the boat. Because in the ocean, you have no idea what is situated in what direction. So you need to also know an expert captain. There should be a captain. And that captain is the spiritual master. And then Krishna has also mercifully given the favorable winds. The winds are also acting favorably for the boat to cross this entire material creation. Thus, favorable winds are compared to the words of the scripture. Now, who will be the most foolish person that even after getting the human form of life, on top of that, getting a bona fide spiritual master, and the winds are also in the favorable direction after reading from the scriptures. But still, a foolish person, if decides to jump off the boat, who will be more foolish than that person? So Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto is very beautiful that describes in that fashion. So the material energy of Krishna, the entire material creation, which Lord Brahma is bewildered looking at. He's perplexed about the creation and about himself. The material energy of Krishna, Krishna himself describes that it is very, very strong. Daivi hyasya gunamai mama maya duratyaya. It's very durable, very strong. It's almost impossible for a living entity to cross this ocean of material energy. Because Krishna, he is describing it's very durable, duratyaya. It's almost impossible for any living entity. But Krishna himself gives the solution. Mam evaya prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. If somebody is completely surrendered unto me, and if someone is completely following the instructions, the words of Krishna, the words of the spiritual master, and serving Krishna, serving the spiritual master, then for such a person, mayam etam tarantite. It's very easy for such a person to cross this entire ocean of the material energy. And Maya is Krishna's servant, is Krishna's dasi. She is a menial servant of Krishna. She is only serving Krishna by capturing all the living entities and making them work hard or making them run after different allurements and punishing them. Ultimately, she is only servant of Krishna. One of our very famous Prabhupada disciples, he tells a story. He tells that when he was very small, he was 10, 11 years old, he had a friend in the school who invited him, come to my place. And he went to visit that friend. And he had the address, so he went to that address. And somehow he missed to see the big board on the door. Beware of the dog. So somehow he forgot to see that. And just a little kid, he opened the gate and he started walking inside. There was a big garden that he crossed and he came at the door of the house and he rang the bell. But immediately he heard a very vicious sound, a very ferocious big dog. And he describes that big dog was double of his height that time. It was like a big Great Dane, big dog. And he was about to devour him. He was very ferocious. He's good. So I really thought there is one more competitor for me. So this dog was so ferocious and he came right at his face and the big teeth of the dog, the big jaw of the dog, he could have completely devoured his entire head. That's how he described. And he was so scared that this huge dog is right here and he's literally about to attack and he's going to kill me at any time and I have no shelter and what should I do? And he started to look at the gate, how much distance I have to cover. Can I make it? If I run, I'll die. And if I don't, then I'm definitely dying. And immediately he just called his friend with all his heart. He just shouted his name. And the friend came out from the balcony and he immediately said, Duffy, stop! And the dog, I'm helpless. The friend came running and he told this great and big dog, he said, Duffy, he is my friend. So you have to treat him nice. And he introduced the dog. And then this Prabhupada disciple, I think it's Sachinandan Swami, he tells this story. He tells that later me and my friend, we were sitting on the couch and the dog was sitting at my feet, licking my feet.
The same ferocious dog who was ready to devour me, was ready to kill me, and I was so frightened, so scared. But once the dog understood that he is the friend of my master, then the dog became his menial servant. So he tells this story in this relation that Maya is very ferocious. Like, we cannot even understand how strong Maya can manipulate us. Maya has manipulated so many, even great devotees. They fall down by her influence. Indra is always captivated and he makes so many mistakes. So many devotees are captured by Maya, and many a times, you know, the devotees who are practitioners, who are not very well aware, who are not very fixed up, they're easily drawn by the waves of Maya. So such ferocious Maya, when she understands and when Krishna intervenes and makes the Maya, when he tells that, oh, he is my devotee, don't touch him, then the Maya, the material energy which is supposed to actually act as a binding force, which is supposed to capture the living entity, actually becomes the menial servant of such a great devotee. And rather than trying to capture and trying to harass that devotee, that same Maya becomes a helping hand for such a devotee. So we see from the lives of so many of our acharyas, once they conquered the Maya, then we see actually the entire material world was acting for them as their servant. We see in the life of Prahlad Maharaj, we see in the life of different of our acharyas, even we see Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada, we see that he had to struggle so much. Of course, he is showing for all of us that we also have to struggle. So the great devotees also, they come to the material world and they struggle, and they appear to us that, oh, these great devotees are struggling. But they are teaching us that the material world is not an easy place. And Srila Prabhupada, he kept on trying and trying and trying. And he kept on trying to fulfill the words of his spiritual master, trying to fulfill the instruction that he was given. And he was trying so hard, but still there were so many hardships, so many problems constantly on his route. But Srila Prabhupada never ever gave up. And when Srila Prabhupada came to America, we see the explosion of Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna decided to make Srila Prabhupada that he is the acharya for the rest of the time. Srila Prabhupada becomes the commander-in-chief. Srila Prabhupada is given such a high status just because he has faithfully served the spiritual master. In the very own words of Srila Prabhupada, he writes that Shri Siddhanta Saraswati Shachi Suta Priya Ati Krishna Seva Jar Tulanai Sei Se Mahanta Guru Jagater Madhya Uru Krishna Bhakti Dei Thai Thai. Srila Prabhupada writes in one of his poems that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he is very dear to Shachi Suta, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and there is no comparison to his service to Krishna. Nobody can compare that to anyone. He is the Mahanta Guru. He is the greatest of all the acharyas, the greatest of gurus, who is giving the Krishna bhakti to each and everyone. And Prabhupada writes in the next line, Tahale ananda hoy, tab hoy digvijay, chaitanyera kripa atishay. So Prabhupada says that when that spiritual master, when my spiritual master, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj, when he will be satisfied, when he will be pleased with me, then Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will profusely send all his mercy unto me. So this is the key to the success in spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport to Srimad Bhagavad Gita 4.35. He says that pleasing the spiritual master is a secret to the advancement in the spiritual life. So that is very important. And once spiritual master is pleased, then it is very easy to cross over this material energy. In the words of Uddhava Maharaj, when Uddhava was discussing with Krishna, Krishna is his spiritual master in one sense, because Krishna is giving all the spiritual knowledge to Uddhava. And when Krishna at a point was describing how this material world is so complicated and the material energy is so durable, impossible to conquer, that time Uddhava says that Tvayopa bhukta sruga gandha vasolankara charchitaha uchishta bhojino dasam tava mayam jaye mahi. Uddhava actually saying that I have a different opinion, Krishna. You are telling me that Maya is so strong, this and that is impossible to cross this. But Uddhava says, I beg to differ. Actually, just by smelling the garlands offered to you, just by taking the remnants of your clothes, and just by eating the remnants of your foodstuff that you have eaten, just by taking your remnants, tava mayam jaye mahi, we can easily cross this external energy of yours. It's not difficult. So just by faithfully serving the spiritual master, just by faithfully serving the words of the scriptures and understanding how rare the human form of life is, one can very easily cross this external energy of Krishna and then go back home, back to Godhead, back to Krishna's abode, back to our real home, our real family. That would be the real family reunion when we actually go to the spiritual world. That would be the day that we can say this is the happiest day of our life. In one of the Abhanga, Tukaram, he says that Shevatacha Disa Godavava. So he says that the last day, my aim is the last day of my life should be a sweet day. This is my desire. Yachi Sathi Kela Attahasa Shevatacha Disa Godavava. So he says that all my life I have done so much of struggle. I went through so many things. I have done so much service. I woke up so many times for Mangal Arati. I did so many, you know, taken so many cold showers. I have done so much of austerities. I have chanted rounds when I didn't want to chant, but just because my guru has said, I chanted my rounds. I have done everything. Why? Because the last day of our life, we should be smiling. We should be happy. And the world would be crying, but you should be happy. You should be smiling. That's the main goal of life. And that's what happens in the lives of pure devotees. That's what we learn from the lives of the great devotees, the great acharyas, including our founder acharya, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Do I have any questions? We can take one question quickly. If not. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandam.